Welcome to Five for the Day. Are you one of those people concerned about the way the world is going, especially our world in Britain? The media seem preoccupied with telling us about the crime world which seems to be enveloping some of our big cities, London in particular. As I write this, I am looking at the headline in one of our daily newspapers, Wild West London. It goes on to say, after Michael McIntyre's mugging, phone robbery woman fights for life, 60 moped attacks reported every day, knife gangs raid West End store, drug crime on rise in most big cities. What a wonderful headline to read whilst enjoying your cornflakes. What a sad reflection of life in so-called civilized Britain in 2018. For many of us, we can be thankful that such a world is alien to where we live. But in a society supposedly better educated, more sophisticated, and technically advanced than ever before, somehow we seem to be going backward with almost the law of the jungle operating. Are you surprised by all this? Because quite candidly, I am not. There is a verse in the Bible which, for me, has the answer to this tragic decline in our lifestyle in general. It is found in the Old Testament book of Judges, chapter 21 and verse 25, and this is what it says. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. The days being referred to were days of anarchy, just like the way our world is today. And why? Because generally there is no God conscience or God awareness, so no accountability to a higher divine authority. Getting older as I am, a few days ago I was reminiscing with a friend of a similar age about how life was when we were children, compared with life today, especially from a religious standpoint. We were saying how Sunday in particular has changed beyond recognition. Practically every family would go to church or chapel at least once, sometimes three times on a Sunday. Today, on an estate of about 170 homes where I live, there are just three houses whose occupants go to a place of worship on a Sunday. There are very few Sunday schools in existence, and where there are, just a handful of children attending. Whereas in my day, practically all children went somewhere with a religious influence at least once in a week. All this doesn't mean that there was no crime yesteryear, but nothing on the scale and with the brazen nerve that there is today. So what am I saying? In effect, I am underlining the biblical principle that says we reap what we sow. If we leave God out of our lives, then we have no guidelines, no absolutes, no prompt to have a love and concern for others. We live to ourselves. We make up our own rule book, whilst pleasure and possessions become our gods. The motto for life has become, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. To all of that, Jesus points out, what shall it profit a person if he or she gains the whole world and loses their own soul? There is a God who loves us, cares for us, and wants the best for us. I know that by looking at Calvary and seeing how God was prepared to allow his only Son to endure all that he went through in order that the price of sin, my sin, and your sin might be paid. If we trust Jesus Christ as our Saviour, we can begin to exhibit the love of God. We begin to live a Christ-like life. We begin to live for eternity's goals rather than living for a gimme, gimme, gimme world. Why not trust the Saviour today and start making this world a little better than it is? Thank you for listening to Five for the Day.